Welcome to Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser. This will be an uplifting hour filled with information, inspiring interviews, and music to connect you to your own spiritual energy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show that could transform your life.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships with your host, Patricia and Tom Strausser. Hi, honey.
Good morning, everyone. Hope everybody's having a great morning, a good way to start the day out there. We're going to spend a little time together, talk about some interesting things. We're going to talk today about, what are we going to talk about? Something interesting.
We're going to talk about how to build in a spiritual relationship. And before we go into our topic today, we hope that everybody's having a great week and resting. We're getting ready for fall. We see they're noticing the change on temperature already here in beautiful Colorado, and the leaves of the trees are starting to fall, and I can see a lot of work ahead of me picking up all those leaves. But also we want to thank Cosmic Citizen for allowing us to do this show every Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, and today we're going to have a 45-minute show because we have an special, very special guest. His name is Joshua Rich, and I was so impressed by his music. This guy is truly, truly an incredible musician.
Yes, and we'll, again, thank you, Cosmic Citizen, for giving us a chance to do this. And we'll have an open chat line on Cosmic Citizen. If you go to cosmiccitizen.com, and we can chat there. And we are available. We are Spiritual Engineering at spiritual-engineering, www.spiritual-engineering. We have some CDs, a book available, and I want to sit back now. Some extra books, some smaller books, some booklets. We've got one about this very topic, connecting with your spiritual power. And what we're going to talk today is not just about connecting with that power, but the difference between faith and belief. How do you get, or how do you know? A lot of people believe in God. This came from a survey that NBC did in 2000. In the year 2000, they did a very interesting survey. They found that over 80% of people in the United States believe there is a God, believe there's some kind of a spiritual entity, but only a little over 20% said that that God or that spiritual idea was important in their life. So how do we do that? And should we do it? Is this something we need? I mean, you know that Patricia and I absolutely believe that we need and want and desire this spiritual God, whatever we want to call it, this God to be in our lives and be very active. But what's the difference? How do you tell if it is? How do you tell if you have a belief in God or a really strong faith that can change and direct your life? So that's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about today. Should be really interesting. We'll have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do that. And the first thing that it comes to my mind is what happened in my personal life. I grew up Catholic, and I used to go to church. And I also believe in God. It was a belief that there was something out there, and that's the operative word, out there, and that it was watching me all the time, kind of judging my actions, kind of ready to strike me. It was more fear-based. And yes, there was something out there who it was basically essentially good, and it will take care of me. And as I grew up, not only spiritually, physically, but spiritually, I started to change from that belief into something more powerful, more meaningful, more experiential. And that's the other operative word. I think that the difference between this belief and faith is that faith is something that we definitely experience. But still, some people have very difficulty feeling what this spiritual entity is supposed to do in their lives.
That's right. And what kind of triggered this, I got an email from this week, and some of you probably know that know me, know that I was a chronic alcoholic. I went to the bottom of the barrel with alcohol, and I believed in God. I didn't ever doubt it, God. But I could not let God be active in my life. I mean, God just was not a part of my life. It was something, as Patricia said, out there. And I got this real interesting email, and it said, when you say you overcome addiction with God, what do you mean? What do you mean specifically? Myself and so many people have God in their lives, but remain dependent on substances. Does this just require more faith? And I thought that was really a great question, because that's what I'd run into. That's what I've run into. I talked to hundreds of people over these last 20 years that have had the same thing. And not just with addiction or alcoholism, but how do you let this God, this spiritual thing, change your life? How do you know if you really are active? This thing is an active, vibrant, living, enthusiastic part of your life. Or are you just believing in God? And that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, that's basically what we're talking about, which is allowing this personal and spiritual entity to take control of absolutely every area of your life, of our lives. And that's the only thing that, for me, in my personal experience, this has worked. When I surrender and I let this spiritual entity which is not out there. One of the main discoveries I made in my life, and it was so gratifying and rewarding, and also it just totally changed my way of belief, it was that this spiritual entity, it not only lives out there, but it lives inside of me, right here in my mind. And that was such a powerful illumination, and also it just totally changed my way to believe.
And that's, you said something really key, and again, that was something that was important to me, and I didn't realize the significance of it until years later, and as I studied how this spiritual part of me, this spiritual, I call it a life arena, actually functions, actually works in my life to change my life, to improve my life, to help me. And you said what you said, I think it was a key, and it works in my mind. It says my mind is what determines the quality of my life, the way I think, how I think. I've been given a tremendous, magic, marvelous, magnifying mind. But how I use that mind, does it draw me nearer to God? Does it keep me stagnant? Or does it draw me away from God? That is exactly how I use that mind. And the Urantia book calls it personality unification. Is my mind directed by my self-will and my self-driven attitudes? Or is my mind directed by God, this inner divine spark that each and every one of us have? And that is really the real choice. How is my mind directed? And it's not that I don't think crazy things or won't think crazy things or won't think wrong things. Of course I do. I'm human. I'm human learning to live this spiritual life. And I progressively, hopefully, learn to let my mind be guided by that inner spirit. And the fact that it actually resides in my mind, that was so important.
And it's also important to recognize that changing these patterns, this thinking that we have developed through years, it doesn't happen overnight. And it doesn't happen just by the will of our imagination. It takes commitment. It takes make a decision. It takes time. It takes energy, which it means is if we really, really wanted to find this spiritual entity, God, that works in our life, we have to approach this the same way that we approach any relationship. We have to spend time and energy, and this definitely happens over months, over weeks, over years, until finally we start having glimpses of connecting and having that personal spiritual relationship. And we're going to suggest some of the things that have worked for us through the years, some of the things that we do. And also we recommend that when we make a decision to really, and experiencing this spiritual relationship is not something that happened in your mind. It's something that happened in our hearts. It is a heartfelt experience. We start feeling God, being with God instead of thinking about God, having an idea about God. See, the process, it goes from our mind through our heart, because that's the only way that we can really know this spiritual presence, which is an experience.
That's right. And I'm so glad you said that, because this spiritual entity resides in our mind, works in our mind to direct and help us with our mind, help us with our thinking. But the experience is felt. It's not a thought. The experience is felt in our heart or wherever we feel things. So, yeah, that's very, very important, because it's not something we think. And there's a major, major difference in, like, exactly what you said, honey, that instead of thinking about God, thinking about this spiritual relationship, how do I feel about it? What does it feel like? And what do I really experience at my deep inner core, whether I call it my heart or my central part of me or whatever? How do I experience it there? How does it change me? If I have an addiction, do I surrender? And you said that at the beginning, I have to surrender. I have to let go and realize I can't do it with my power, with my energy, with my mind. The best I can do, I cannot accomplish what I want to accomplish in life. So if I have something, be it an addiction or alcoholism or a bad habit, if I get angry, if I feel guilty all the time, if I want to get rid of this, if I want to change this, we have this spiritual energy, this spiritual power that can transform us, that can actually, the Urantia book talks about the expulsive power, the mighty expulsive power of this spiritual transformation. And that's exactly what it is. It's a tremendous power that can change and move us to a higher level of living.
And also the Bible talks about the transforming energy of the Holy Spirit. And many of the mystics from the churches, they had experienced this transformation. So it is important to remember that every person, any person can experience that this connection with this spiritual force, and the name is not as important as the experience on itself. And we suggest some things that we have done in our lives, and I mentioned before, they work on the first thing that we do every morning, and we try. We've been together, married, for almost 10 years, and in some occasions, we had been apart, like when my husband was working in the Middle East, or I was living in West Virginia, and he was living in Houston, and we used to call in the morning, and we used to read from an inspirational book, and then we would take some time to quiet our minds, and then we would make petitions. But this time in the morning, instead of just rushing out of bed and going into the TV, and this is what many people do, or going into the radio, or just jumping to make your coffee, to have that first shot of coffee in the morning. But something that really is important is to acknowledge the brand new day, and really to acknowledge that divine presence that lives in our minds. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for my health. Thank you for the opportunity to know you. Thank you for the opportunity to build in this relationship. Now it comes the consecration part, the consecration of the will, which it is so important because it is the true surrender. Take my will and my life. Take my mind. Do with me as you want me to do. It is my will that you will be done. It is consentment to alignment to a spiritual ministry that allows us to truly experience this divine presence that lives in our minds.
And this is something that one of the differences, and that's when I answered this question back for this person who wrote the email. One of the differences is if I want this transformation, if I desire this higher quality of life, this more meaningful life that feels so much more rewarding and fulfilling, if I desire that, what do I do? Sitting there and wishing about it and thinking about it doesn't do a thing. That's what I told this young man, that all the belief in the world, even all the faith, does not count for anything without action. You have to take action. This is a relationship with this spiritual power, this spiritual energy. And any successful relationship takes time. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes commitment. That is a relationship. And the more I work on and build that relationship, the more I experience that transformation, that higher quality of life. The less I worry, the less I get angry, the less I react to what other people say or do. I take the power of other people away, the power of them to control my feelings, and let this inter-spiritual divine spark have all that power. And it really is, like you're saying, babe, a relationship. We have to keep going with it.
Yes, and today we're starting talking about how building this extraordinary relationship with this divine presence in our mind. And we just took touch on the first part. In the next couple of shows, we will continue with this topic. How do we start our daily day exercise? And these are the steps that we take. And after this, we're going to go with this incredible talent musician that is really, really making a difference by building, by living with God, and playing, creating incredible music.
Okay, starting your day, read your daily meditation. Find a daily meditation that's meaningful to you. Read it. Commit to this. Do this each day. Then take 3 deep relaxation breaths. Take them, exhale very slowly. Close your eyes. Give thanks for your awareness that you have an inner power, that you have this inner spark, divine spark inside of you. Ask that your mind be spiritually directed. And this is so important, that healthy love replace selfish and self-centered motives. Ask for guidance in any decision that you have coming up that day, and then the strength to fulfill that guidance. Include whatever personal request you have for that day. Make it a point to acknowledge that this is a new day, and you want to have this relationship today. And then just spend a few moments in quiet receptivity. Spend a few moments just sitting there feeling that presence of God, feeling that wonderful, peaceful, relaxing, but strengthening divine presence in our lives. Do that each moment. It only takes a few moments. It only takes a few moments, but what a tremendous difference in your day.
That's right, and there we have it, how we start our day to build this extraordinary relationship with this divine presence, our best friend who really lives near us. He's kind of our neighbor. He lives in our mind. And now let's go to a fabulous, fabulous interview with Joshua Rich. Again, we are here in Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships. And I am so delighted this morning to have a fabulous recording artist. His name is Joshua Rich, and I've been going through his website, and I'm truly, truly inspired by your music. Good morning, Joshua. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Patricia. How are you?
Oh, I'm just so honored and happy to have you. And you have
you are quite a virtuosity person, is that you call a virtuous person, someone who has mastered the art of playing beautiful music. And let's begin with this song that just caught my attention. It is called Waterfall. And while we listen, I would like for you to think, what was in your mind when you created this song? What inspired you?
Well, that song is from the CD Rain that has really resonated with people really well. And overall, every song on that CD was just kind of from the same inspiration place of just a really healing, transitional place I was going through at the time, and feeling close to my kids and to my dad, who actually passed pretty quickly after the CD. And there was just like kind of a magic at the time. And that song specifically was part of that energy. And also, I was trying to write something kind of with an Asian scale, kind of with an Asian sounding feeling to it, and as well as something kind of watery and tinkly. So that's kind of the inspiration, I guess.
Can I ask you if does the water has some kind of healing, healing ring to you? Do you use water to heal yourself?
I've always resonated with water, yes. I've always been drawn to the ocean. My sign, my birth sign is Aquarian, and that's the water bearer. And I've always very much resonated with water and the healing qualities of water, yes. So
I love it. Can we listen to it just for a little bit?
Yeah, please. Thanks.
One of the beauties of music is that it truly takes you to that magical place when you are right in there, and that's how I feel when I listen to this song. I just actually feel the water coming around me, and I think that is a real gift that you have to help people to transport to those places.
Thank you. Well, I became aware of that early on as far as how my music moves people, but I've recently, in the last couple of years, really seen how it has healing qualities, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting to be able to share it from that point of view and thinking about it, you know, sending out a healing vibration as well and a healing energy. So thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
No, I just say I'm really glad that it moves you. I'm glad you're open to it. Thank you.
Yes. And I read something very interesting about how you basically discovered that you have the gift for music, and you were like 8 years old. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I was a child prodigy. My dad used to play the piano kind of as an amateur, you know, just for fun, and I would sit on his lap and just kind of bang on the piano, and, you know, he showed me like one chord, and I just took off from there. I just started playing and singing and writing, and from the age of 8 on, I've never had a lesson in my life, and I've taught myself everything, and I've just always felt very, very much that God has brought a gift of music through me, for sure, and that I've been remembering music the whole time, not learning it. So, that's my story. That's part of my story.
That is very, very unique. So are you telling me that you did never go to the music school?
Right. I've never had a lesson in my life, correct.
Is that real? Oh, my God. That is amazing. That is truly amazing. So you are a gifted prodigy. That's what it is, right?
Right, exactly. I just was really blessed. And, you know, it took a little while. It's taken me some time to really, you know, appreciate the gift and appreciate, you know, how precious it is. But I hope that I hope I'm appreciative of it now, and I hope I'm serving God in the way that He wants me to through it, which is just to share it with as many people as I can and try to send out the best healing, happy vibration I can as I play. So,
okay. We're going to play another song that I really like. We're going to play the song first. And then you're going to tell us how music comes to you. How do you find, you already say that you connect with God, and I would like for you to elaborate more about it, because that is an infinite, incredible power in connecting with this divine power. Okay? So let's listen to this song, Waiting for Her. I really like this one.
Thank you. Mozart, I can write in my head, and I'm always writing, and so really music just comes to me. I mean, I woke up this morning and started writing something in my head, and just came out and played it and recorded it, and that's just how it's always been for me, and I never really thought about what the source was, you know, until I've grown up and, you know, learned more about the world and learned more about God, and I've always felt very connected to God and very spiritual, not in any denominational specific way, but just very openly and connected in a very real way. And it just comes from that source. There's just a gift of music that flows through me. And I'm working on 3 new albums right now, and I've got lots of new material, and always I'm writing and creating. And it's just something that's just inside of me that just really flows like water, as you were saying, very much water, just always flowing through me. And I can't even help but write. I mean, I actually can't even stop myself from writing and from creating. So I heard that Mozart used to walk around with music in his head, and that's pretty much what I'm like. So
that is amazing. So you think music, you breathe music, you write music, you talk music, you are just all about music. Now, so when you are creating, so you have feelings with the music that is coming through your mind?
Right. Like I'll have a feeling of some kind, and that feeling will then bring some tune in my head, and sometimes words. I write songs with words as well, and sometimes just music that I'll just play. And yes, that's right. That the feeling will connect with the God divine source, and then the music will just flow from there. And sometimes, you know, it's a short piece that isn't finished, that isn't a whole song. And often it is a whole piece, and I usually write it at one time. It usually takes me a very, very short amount of time to write and complete a song. That's how it works. Very much.
Well, and you mentioned that sometimes you write words in your songs, and this is what the next song is about. I like the title. It's called Paradise. Paradise. And let's listen to this Paradise song for just a little bit, and then we can talk about it. This is Paradise from Joshua Rich.
It's perfection between us. Every single moment filled with love. A reflection between us. In each other's faces we see love, ours to enjoy. And we're only just beginning to behold the greatest love story ever told.
Well, this is a great romantic song, and also it is a song about not being separated from each other, isn't it?
Yes, and that's from a new CD that I created called Sounds of Beauty, and we call it Songs of Love and Inspiration. And I just did a concert the other night, and I was playing that song, and I was thinking how, you know, it is, the song was inspired from a romantic place, but it really does talk about my feelings for God as equally and spirit. And I feel like you can be in love with spirit and you can want to be connected as well, almost in the same romantic way that you can be connected to a person. And so I think the songs, I hope that the songs work on both levels for people, where they can connect to God, you know, in a place of being. I think it's great to be in love with God and feel that same passion and joy that you feel for a lover or for a romantic partner or for, you know, a great friend or however. So, yeah, the songs are really from the both levels in that way.
And I totally agree with you, because I think that the greatest love of all is the love that we can share with God. God is the perfect lover. You know, he never leaves us. He's always there. He's faithful. He's reliable. You know, so he's, and he's always with us. So it's like the perfect romantic relationship. And I really relate with what you're saying. And also you have another album, Discovery album. It's quite a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes, Discovery was my first album. A long time ago, I made my first piano solo album. So the music is from a much different place, a younger place, and a place of just discovering who I was kind of place. You know, I'm really proud of it. The songs really hold up, and people really resonate with the music. But the vibration is definitely from just a less kind of formed place as far as me knowing who I was, and I wasn't quite as connected to my gift as far as knowing how much it was connected to spirit and God at the time. So it's interesting to hear it and kind of, you know, hear it from the place I'm in now and look back at it. It's kind of like looking at a different person in a way, almost like I didn't create the music, but of course I did, but it's kind of like that for me. But I'm really proud of the music. People have really liked it a lot.
Excellent. And you have done music for children, which I'm very passionate about it. And let's listen to this Take Time in Life. I think it's fun, it's playful, and then we can talk about how you want to inspire children. There it is, Take Time in Life with Joshua Rich.
We were passing by our teacher called us in, and he said to us,
well, Joshua, you have me here dancing Take Time in Life. Tell me something about Joshua. How do you want to share this music with children? What do you think is important to bring this kind of music to children?
When I had children, it led me to create music for kids, and I was writing kind of about my own kids. So I have two family albums. One is called Trying Vegetables, which is a collection of original songs. And then the one you just played is from an album called It's a Global Thing, which is music from around the world that I put into more of a sing-along way for people to kind of get their heads around it. With some kids that I had been teaching, I brought them into the studio and we all recorded it. And working with kids has been great. I worked with kids my whole life. I teach kids. I work with kids. And the energy of kids and their spirit and the really magical place that they're in until they become adults is just amazing and really inspiring, and I love it. And so I'm really proud of that music too, and I love sharing that whenever I can in concert or however. But yeah, that's a whole other side of my music is really about children and, you know, just being free and, you know, being happy the way that kids really let themselves be in a way that sometimes us adults don't.
Yes, and I really appreciate what you're doing, because there's not a lot of well-known, inspiring, uplifting artists who are creating this kind of music. I mean, they are, and that's what we, one of the goals of this show, Spiritual Engineering and the New Science for Happiness and Extraordinary Relationships is to empower, to let the world know that there is another type of art developing. There's another kind of music. There's different lyrics, and we want our children to be exposed to this.
Right, and a lot of times kids will come to my concerts, and even if it's a concert that's supposedly for adults, kids love watching me and they love listening to me, and I think that we don't give them enough credit. You know, they really love. What I love about kids the most is you can be with a kid and look, and it helps you look back at your life and you become a kid again, and it's like you can step back in time, and you can become the person you used to be through them, and it's magical. It's really inspiring. I think it's important for everybody to really keep some kind of energy around them as much as they possibly can, for sure.
Absolutely. And we're gonna finish our interview with this beautiful, this is from your Christmas album. It is called What Child It Is This. And you have a website. Can you tell us about your website and how can people get in touch with you, Joshua?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Yes. It's very easy. Just joshuarich.com. www.joshuarich.com, and they can listen to all the music that you've been playing so graciously, and they can order CDs, and they can sign up to be on the mailing list where I can send them weekly inspirational music videos, and very simple.
It's beautiful. It's totally beautiful, your ministry, what you're doing with your talents, with your gift, and this is what we're supposed to do, to change the world one person at a time with this incredible gift that we have received just from this divine source that lives inside each one of us. Any final thoughts for our audience, Joshua?
Just that I really appreciate being able to say hello and meet people and let them know about what I'm doing, and I really look forward to being able to keep sharing my music, and I hope to see them at a concert one day. And I hope they'll take a second to look at my website.
Definitely, we will do that, and we will continue promoting artists like you that are making a tremendous contribution to change the world in a very positive way. We will play the last song.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate talking to you.
That's okay. We will play the last song, and with this we will say goodbye to Joshua. Absolutely beautiful. This is the music that the world needs. And,
that was fabulous. Thank you so much, Joshua.
Welcome again. We are here in
for being with us today with Spiritual Engineering, the New Science for Happiness, and Extraordinary Relationships. And as I listen to this talented musician, I must think, what is happening to our world that we have so much music out there and these so talented people doesn't make it? They just don't make it. We don't hear about it. That's what on this show, Spiritual Engineering, the New Science for Happiness and Extraordinary Relationships, we are so committed to support, to promote all this incredible, beautiful, uplifting music that is coming right from the hearts, from the minds of all people who are connecting, living, feeling this relationship with this divine source who lives in our mind. And we listen to Joshua Rich, and we can, you like his music, and I truly hope you like his music, and you empower him and support him. You can go to his website, www.joshuarich.com. He's doing concerts all about around the United States, and I understand. And also, he does He has his music on CD Baby, so you can go there and download the songs one by one if you like them, because it is important for each one of us that we are committed with changing humanity in a very positive, uplifting way to support each one of us who are trying to do our little part into this incredible, incredible goal of total transformation by living in unity, in harmony, peace, empowering, connecting with this divine source that lives in our minds.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. When we connect with this, when we learn the way to connect with this inner spiritual power, that is the energy, the power, the force that brings about this inner transformation. This is the power that Abraham Maslow talked about, that power, the peak experience. The power that all the psychologists and the religious people have talked about, that power that gives us that peace that passes all human understanding, that inner energy that lets us change the direction in our life, change the habits and what we do with our life, that inner direction that is not just a single what we should do, but gives us the power to do that. It's one thing to say, well, I don't want to worry, I should stop worrying, and another one to do it. And this is the power that gives us the opportunity to stop things like worrying, to hold that anxiety in place, to break the addiction, to break the shackles of alcoholism. Each and every person already have this power. We have it, latent potential within us. And what we try to do with spiritual engineering is a process. It's one process. It's not the only one by any means, but it's a process that combines science and spirituality in a way that helps each person tap into or access his or her inner spiritual power to change their life. Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to feel better in life? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to experience the joy and the exuberance of living? Then it takes this spiritual side of life to add the depth, the quality to life that you've been missing. It takes this spiritual component into our lives. So let this spiritual part come into you. Let it be free. Let it come out and be part of you. You can do this. You can learn how to access this. And that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Mm-hmm.
We covered this morning a little bit about how to start your day, and, you know, access this spiritual power and let it work with you throughout the day. And then we're going to talk next week what to do throughout the day and then what to do of an evening so that we have the practice, so that we have the actual process in place on how to connect with that inner spiritual power and let that power blossom and nurture and come out and grow and change our life. How to have experience that, what, again, your ancient book called the expulsive energy, the mighty expulsive energy of this spiritual transformation. So we can experience it. Each and every person has got this. That's what the amazing thing is. Everybody's got it, but so very few learn to tap into it. And back to that question we had at the beginning, that's the difference between the person who believes in God and the person who experiences God and actually experiences this inner divine spark, this inner energy changing and molding their lives to something that is beyond, totally beyond our expectations are beyond anything we've experienced before this, because this is a totally new way of living. It's a new depth and a new way of living, and it's something that I hope each and every person gets the opportunity to experience. Again, this is Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and relationship, extraordinary relationships. Thank you for Cosmic Citizen.
Thank you for experiencing Spiritual Engineering Radio. To connect with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser, please visit www.spiritual-engineering.com. Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships for the 21st century.